Hello.
Hi, Martin. It's Tina from Local Flash. How are you?
Okay, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking.
Well, that's good. Tina, I have a question. I I'm just really not happy with Local Splash.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. What's going on?
Well, it's the same old story. You know, I'm getting charged all this money and nothing's happening. So my question is, you know how they got me like on 48 sites with this, you know, this phone number that goes
yes.
through you all.
Yes.
And so my concern is, you know, that I think it is a generic. I don't know how they do it, but, you know, if I cancel the service, you know, will they take that number off of all those 48 accounts? I mean, they put them
no,
on there.
No, they won't automatically do it, but what you could do is take the call tracking number off now, which means we'll update everything to your phone number. And then once it's updated, then you could cancel. And at that point, everything's been converted over to the number. Although I would highly try to dissuade you from doing that because that's going to dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would deactivate, the site would come down, and all 46 directories would unravel. So let me ask you, how come you think that you're not getting good results? Because it's showing 696 Google actions on your account, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you're getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're not aware.
No, I'm not getting nothing out of this. And, yeah, I mean, but the calls I get,
mm-hmm.
the calls that I do get are not very many. See, that's what's really strange about this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, is, you know, I had my website and I had my Google Ads and stuff like that through my own SEO to begin with.
Okay.
And I've already paid her money to talk to people there at Local Splash because of the problems that I've had.
I see.
Because she understands that lingo more better than I do. And because when I first got with Local Splash, I was paying the minimal and I was getting some, you know, quality calls. But then, as of last August, you know, I mean, they, you know, charged by click, you know, which takes my money out or takes money out of what I put into it for every click. And even though they don't call or nothing like that, but I get some calls that are not even leads. They're advertisers, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And
is that the one you had this morning? You had a 9-minute call this morning. Was that from an advertiser?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah,
yes,
I see.
Yes,
Cynthia McCabe from yesterday.
No, there was no. It was not from this morning. I'm sorry. No, Cynthia
oh.
McCabe.
Oh.
Cynthia
that was
McCabe,
from the 23rd.
Yeah. But no, Cynthia McCabe. That one's fine. But you know, again, pound for pound. With the money I'm putting in and and what results I'm getting, like I said, in the beginning it was fine. And then it slacked off for like 4 or 5 months. I mean, it's just like nothing was coming in. And, you know, and I do some of them are advertisers, but then, you know, impressions and all that stuff. You know, I mean, I wasn't getting them after, but like I said, in the beginning it was working fine and I wasn't even putting that much money in it.
Mm-hmm.
For what I need. I don't need 5 or 6 calls a day. I don't need it. I'm a small business.
I want to step back and ask you, because you said that you were doing the pay-per-click, but I show that we took that off. You had the pay-per-click back on the January payment, but the March payment was just for the local SEO. It shows that the ads are no longer on there. So I don't know, but the 696 Google actions, that's coming from the local SEO. That's not coming from the pay-per-click ads.
Okay. Well,
remember you used to pay us $499 monthly, but now you only pay $199 monthly because we took the $300 worth of ads off.
$300 worth of ads.
Mm-hmm. The pay-per-click ads. You used to have the local listing on Google, which is the highest revenue generating online, plus an extra $300 worth of Google ads, which are the pay-per-click. But we took those off for the March 8th payment. So now you're just having the local SEO, which is the, I mean, that's the more important one. That's where more people will hire from.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. But like I said, in the past when I was paying $500 a month, there wasn't nothing happening. It's
mm-hmm.
like things were not being done on that end. And I even called and talked to someone about it. I even added an extra $100 because they said, well, you need to put more money in it. And I'm like, more money in to get something moving? You know,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah,
know,
that's hard.
Like, you know, that kind of hard pill for me to swallow. But we did that, and then once all of the clicks were, all of my money was used up, there wasn't nothing. It was dead as a doornail until it reactivated, then it came back up again on, the next billing cycle or something. They put more money in so that people would start seeing it again.
That's the pay-per-click. You have to put more money in it, but with this one, you shouldn't have to. But what I need to do, Martin, is check with the verification department and make sure that we still have access to that. Because I'm hoping that one of these competing companies didn't talk you into maybe, going with them, because things like that will sometimes mess up your rankings,
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't talked to nobody else. I haven't done
Good.
That. I've got my own SEO girl that handles my SEO and my website. I get calls from my website. People find me on
Yes.
Google.
Yes.
But, these other generic, like Bing and all of these others out there that, when I started with you all did all that and connected that number to it when my number was already in there. And now what you're saying is if I get out of it, they're going to take we close that number out, then I'm not on there like I was before I started with Local Splash.
So what I would suggest then, if you're kind of weighing out whether you want to keep this or cancel, I'll send that revision over to them to take off the call tracking number, and that will be updated within 1 to 3 business days. So we could have people call this number directly, if you like, the one that ends in 0458. And then once that gets updated, it's the 5349. I'm sorry, right? The other one?
Yeah.
5349. Okay.
The 5349 is my direct office number.
Okay.
It's my direct office number. And that's fine because I pay an answering service.
So you don't need the call. Yeah, so let me remove the call tracking for you then. And then once that's updated, if you want to cancel, you can just call us before April 8th so that that payment doesn't process. Like I said, I would highly try to dissuade you from it because I'm seeing pretty solid results on the dashboard. But if you want to do so, you can do that.
Okay. We can do this your way, this way right now, because I've been fighting this. I've been dealing with this for months. Tina, honestly, and you've made more sense to me than anybody I talked to over there.
Oh, thank you. That made my day. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, but because they're just trying to get more money out of me. And I mean, I'm like, you want more money and to get things moving when I'm already paying money and nothing's happening.
Right.
If you think, you know, $200 a month, okay. I mean, you know, but like I said, I'm concerned about, you know, but yeah, if they take the tracking number off.
Yep.
And
I already set that over to that department.
All of that 48, all those, there's 48 different sites that you all put me in when I signed up. You know, like I said, Bing, and there's others, there's Front Porch, there's Yelp. But I was in those before, but there's some other ones that, you know, I haven't even heard of.
Yes.
You know, that's not even really used. People really don't use them. Like Bing and Google and Google Ads. And stuff like that. So.
But, yeah, there's Hot Frog, Kudzu, there's all these directories that nobody ever heard of. I want to let you know there's a purpose behind them, though. The reason we submit you to that many directories is so that when someone's in your area and they type in kitchen remodel or bathroom remodel or contractor or one of your keywords, the minute they hit enter, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched. And because we've put you on 46 directories, we've optimized you on Google, we've optimized you on Bing, all of a sudden Google recognized you as a trusted contractor in the area, and they will show up on those people's search results because of that. So those directories, even if you never go to them, they help give you that strong internet presence so that you're recognized by Google as one of the most reputable companies in the area.
Right, okay. Okay, well, so if we can take that call tracking off and I'm not paying by click.
Nope, you know, you're not paying by click. You're the $199 flat.
And so this way I'm not using up money on clicks.
Exactly. You don't have to do the pay-per-click. That's an option. Some people like to do it, but you don't have to do it because you're already ranking on the first page.
Well, nobody ever explained that to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want me to show you the
dashboard real quick? Do you know how to get on?
They left me with, you know, the impression that the $199 a month was their processing each month or something like that, where to keep me on there. That was my impression that I had from them, that was the base minimum.
That's true, but it's not just $199 monthly to keep you on there. That's because Google changes their algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you pay that local SEO rate of $199 monthly, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes into your information, updates your data, refreshes it, and ensures that you never fall off the first page. So that's optimization that's done for you on a day-to-day basis to make sure that you stay ranking.
Yeah, and I've also got an SEO who keeps me up there too. You know, who keeps, you know, handles my website, making sure I stay up there as well.
Is that Jamie or is that another company?
No, that's Jamie. She's the girl.
Oh, that's Jamie.
I don't know if you would talk to her, but.
So there's a note in here that she called us and she wanted to know the status of the SEO, and we told her that you were ranking on the first page in the 6th position as a spotlight company, and she was satisfied with that. So I think that she knows that the optimization that we're doing is what's actually keeping you on the first page.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds a little better than what my understanding was before.
Yep.
So, okay. And, you know, but, anyway, at the same time, I don't want to. Okay. Well, I'll talk to her again and, you know, but yeah, take that tracking number off.
You got it.
You would.
I'm going to just, I sent it over to them to remove the call tracking, but I want to put it in the priority notes. I'll put call tracking to be removed and the 5349 number updated everywhere.
That call tracking, I mean, that's not costing me nothing, is it? It just comes directly to my phone.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the only difference there.
Right, okay. So the calls still go to your business line.
Okay, so I'm kind of backpedaling now a little bit. I'm thinking about, you know, I mean, I don't mind those calls coming to me.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to go back and cancel that request just so that they don't see it and start working on it. And you don't have to be married to it. If you decide to keep it and then we get off the phone and next week you're like, darn it, I wish I didn't do that, just call me back, Martin, and we can put the request in then.
Okay.
But what I would recommend is if you're on the fence, definitely don't take it off as of yet, because that's an upsell for our existing clients. We usually charge $300 extra to put that on. When you signed up, whoever signed you up included it for you with the package, so you didn't have to pay that extra for it. But like I said, I'd hate to, you know, have you take it off and then get back, and then we have to purchase a new one, and it gets things sticky.
Okay. Well, let's leave it alone, Tina, then, but you've explained things a little better to me than what it was explained to me before.
Right.
With other people I've talked to. So that's why
I'm so glad I could help you. Yeah. No, I always tell people, use me as a point of contact, please, because that way if you ever have any questions, I don't mind helping.
Yeah. But okay. All right, Tina. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see how this goes. And I'll keep a close eye on, you know, on this. But yeah, there has been some, you know, advertisers, you know, they get a hold of a number, you know, just out of the blue, and they're trying to, you know, sell you something, or they're trying to give you a loan, or your business qualifies for $31,000. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
if you're getting those types of calls from competing companies, scam calls offering you weird things like that, what I always recommend is just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're not going to call me because they're more than likely scam calls and they're just trying to get you to spend more money, right? But that way you don't have to spend 9 minutes engaging with them here and there. Just as soon as they call, just cut them off. And that way Jamie doesn't have to deal with it either. Just say, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling it. You have to call her. And if they say, what's the number? You could just be like, look it up. You know, they have a public website. You know, you don't even have to, you know, give them a number or anything. You just tell them you have to call her. That way you're not wasting all that time with them. Now, because you're getting calls like that, Martin, are you using anything else like an Angie Leads or a Thumbtack or a Home Advisor or anything like that?
No. Home Advisor and Angie's Leads are tied together. I've been on Angie's list for years.
Okay. So
Home Advisor is owned by Angie's List now.
Yeah, they merged. I always say both because some people don't know that they merged, but you know that because you've been with them for years. They used to be Service Magic, then they turned into Home Advisor, then Home Advisor merged with Angie. So they're all the same.
You and Angie's List are the only two I use.
Perfect. Keep it that way. And the reason I asked if you have Angie's List is sometimes those scam companies will use that directory as a lead source. So, you know, there's really nothing you can do to avoid it because you have that service, but people can go in there and put, you know, contractors in Kentucky, and they can get pages and pages of leads, and then they call through all of them with those bizarre offers. So, you know, right. Just try to, you know, be aware of that. And if you hear any bizarre offers, you know, you could always just defer it to me. Or even if there's something that sounds good and you want to add it, just ask me about it and I'll let you know if it conflicts with this. But between Angie's list and this, you shouldn't have to do anything else.
Okay. How long have you been with them, with Local Splash, Tina?
I started in 2011. I'm going on my 12th year in July. It'll be my 12th year anniversary.
Oh, well, okay. You've been with them a while then. Okay.
Oh, I love it here. Yeah, I'm very passionate about it because I see how this really impacts the businesses that we work with.
Okay. All right, Tina. Well, let's just keep things the way they are then. Now that you've explained it to me, that I can understand it a little better. I'm just a little dumb Kentucky boy, honey. I just don't know.
I like it that way. It's better because, believe me, when I talk to these technicians, sometimes I think they're talking Greek, you know? So
yeah, exactly.
I'd rather talk to a real person.
Yeah, I'm like, where did you go to school, man? And you know, a lot of these people, you know, I don't mean to talk bad about them, but, you know, they're from another country and you can't understand anything they're saying. You know?
Right.
And I'm like, buddy, I said, give me somebody who can speak English. You know,
yes.
Even when they speak English,
they use these technical terms that I have no idea. I remember one time we were in a meeting about the Google verification, and all of us had to get certified. So they did some training with us so that we could pass the test. And I remember I sat in a meeting like an hour long, and this guy was using this word, and nobody knew what he was talking about. And I had to ask him, like, what does that word mean? Oh, it means this and that. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just say that? We've all been sitting here this whole time not even knowing what you're talking about. You know, like
they use these technical
phrases, and to them, they think everybody knows these words, but we don't know these words, you know? So that's them because they're technicians, you know?
Yeah, not everybody knows how to build a house, but I do, but I don't know how to computer.
Exactly,
People playing with computers don't know how to build a house, you know.
Yep, that's so true.
That's why we all do something different. If we saw the same, we wouldn't handle fun at all.
I think that you and I are probably much more intelligent than those type of people with street smarts and common sense, and the ones that are very technical and very book smart, sometimes they don't have a lot of common sense. You know what I mean?
I went through college and it was the same thing. I'm like,
yep.
You know, I'm like, dude, that don't make sense. You know?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
But anyway. Okay, well, Tina, I won't keep you anymore, but thank you very much for explaining that to me a little better. So let's see how this goes, and let's ride it a little bit and see.
Okay, perfect. I put some notes on the account. We'll keep the call tracking on there, and if you change your mind, feel free to reach out to me again, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Martin. Have a nice day.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.